on the line we have Eimear Green, and she is consumer advisor at the HIA, that's the Health Insurance Authority. Good morning, Eimear. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming on this morning. Now, you've just launched a new awareness campaign. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just give you a bit of background of who the HIA are. So we're the statutory regulator of private health insurance in Ireland, and we're set up since about 2001 under the Health Insurance Act. We have a variety of different functions, such as advising the Minister for Health on private health insurance, monitoring the operation of the Health Insurance Act. But we also are there to increase consumer awareness of their rights in relation to health insurance and the services, health insurance services available to them. So I suppose now is quite a, I suppose, a very big time in terms of renewals. So at the minute, there's about 47% of the population that actually have health insurance in Ireland. So it's kind of increasing all of the time. And of that 47%, just over 50% renew between November and March. So it's an extremely busy period of renewals. There have been massive changes in the private health insurance market over the last year. There's been a large number of new plans launched. So, for example, from this December up until January, there's actually 18 new products coming on to the market. And then last year, 25 plans were retired. So there's big changes in terms of the health insurance market. Now, of the people renewing, about a quarter of a million people are actually currently on plans that are going to be due to be retired kind of coming up in, let's say, December to March, really. So we're just urging people to really take out your health insurance renewal when it comes in the door or the email that you get. Open it up, because you may be surprised. Your plan maybe could be retired. There could be price changes. There have been price increases of an average of about 4% as well. But what happens then if your plan is retired, your health insurer migrates you to a new plan that may no longer be suitable. So we're urging people to obviously open up the renewals, have a look. We know it's not, I suppose, an easy thing to tackle. Car insurance and things like that can be, you know, they are a lot easier. But open it up. If you're not sure of kind of what you're looking at, that's what we are there for. So the consumers can give us a call, or they can send an email to us with their renewal information, and we're there. We're happy to help. We can offer free, independent, impartial information.
Yeah. To be honest, I was going to say myself. I said, let me put it this way: my wife is going to be renewing our health insurance, always around this time, around the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a very popular time of the year for people to renew. So it's also a very busy period for the insurance companies themselves. So we also would advise maybe just try for consumers not to leave it till the last minute. As everybody knows, it can be very difficult to get through to the insurance companies. It's a very busy time of the year. So don't leave it till the last day of your cooling off period. You know, take it out when the renewal comes in the door, have a look, and set a reminder in your phone then of when you actually need to ring the insurance company if you do want to make any changes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's actually quite complicated sometimes when you look. Not complicated, there's a lot of information in it. Rather than complicated,
yeah.
A lot of information. And sometimes I look at it and I feel that maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm just being, you know, being a little stupid myself, but I think they're trying to give you too much information to confuse you. It's quite difficult to see, you know, the wood for the trees, to see what actually really matters. There's so much information you're giving. Is there a way of condensing it down for people?
So the consumers will always get what's called a table of benefits sent out to them by the insurance companies. They're kind of worded in such a way as it will, you know, give as much information to the consumers as the insurance company kind of feel that they need to give. It can be it's a very difficult ground to kind of get a balance of too much information, not enough information. We get calls of we need more information, we need less information from consumers themselves. So it is very hard to get a balance. The best thing I would say is to actually give us a call, because if you're looking at it, there is a lot of, I suppose, technical jargon when you're even looking at it, and I suppose that can turn people off. You take it out and say, I've read that and I have no idea what I'm covered for, which is very common. the best thing to do is give us a call, but leave out your table of benefits in front of you when you're doing so, because I can go through it, or my colleague can go through it with you line by line and say, look, this is actually what it means, this is what you're covered for, this is not what you're covered for. And when we do that, consumers say, oh my god, I have no idea I wasn't covered for, you know, my local hospital, you know, which might be the Bonds in Glasnevin, or maybe I didn't realise I didn't have full cardiac cover or full orthopaedic cover for the likes of hip and knee replacements. And that's kind of where we can kind of shed the light and try and break it down a little bit for consumers.
Yeah, because I've noticed sometimes you would see something like, and I'm just being very much like that, we'll just take cardiac care, that you're fully covered in private one hospitals, but in private you're only get 80% coverage in private three hospitals, subject to paragraph one whatever on another thing, and that can be very difficult for people to understand. I wonder, is there a way of that the HIA, that it, we'll call it the government, set a set of basic plans that will cover most people in most cases, that would be good enough for most people in most cases, and then you know that's a standard in every single policy, these are on it, and then you're only dealing with a small amount of extras, if you understand what I mean.
I do understand, like it is not the, you know, the easiest thing to take on. There's no doubt that health insurance can be complex. At the minute, unfortunately, as it is obviously an open market with the insurance companies, and they're not going to be like for like. And I understand that when you're reading the wording, they'll obviously differ from insurance company to insurance company. So on one, you might read private one hospitals, the next might refer to high-tech hospitals, but it doesn't state what it is. But that's why we're there to help, to obviously break down literally the technical jargon of what the insurers use, and they can vary from insurance company to insurance company. But if you read it and you never enter a hospital, you know it's very difficult for consumers to say, well, what is a private one hospital or what's a high-tech hospital? They may not know. So at the minute, unfortunately, you know, we can't set precedent for, you know, set plans, but we are there to help consumers with what's on the market at the minute.
Indeed. And we'll take a scenario, somebody heading into their 60s or something like that, and the kids are grown up, have left the nest.
Yes.
And they're looking at, you know, they've had a plan, the same plan, maybe since God's old time, shall we say, and it covered the kids and it covered maternity and it covered all these sorts of things. And now they're getting to an age where they should be looking at, the other end of the scheme of things going wrong, you know, needing new hips or things like that. If someone like that gets onto the HSA, can they be given advice? Well, maybe you should be looking at this sort of coverage or that sort of coverage. That are you covered enough for the hip replacement or the knee replacement or that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we would deal with on a daily basis. So the only thing that we need from consumers when they're going to give us a call or send in an email is we need the name of their plan and the date that they're going to renew, how many people are on it, just, and their ages. So sometimes people will have maybe children or young adults. Young adults are between the ages of 18 and 25. They may have them on their policy. If so, we might reply and we say, look, we need the age to give you accurate information. But as long as you're over the age of 25, which so 26 and above, you're considered a full adult. We don't need the ages, but we can talk through maybe somebody's needs. So if somebody says, look, you know, I have a cardiac issue, I'm not at the minute covered in, for example, the BlackRock or the Mass or private, but I want to be, we can go through the options. As you said, somebody might be on a plan for donkey's years, they could be on it for 20, 30 years, and maybe they never have changed, or, you know, the plan might have changed names, but they've never actually changed it themselves. it might be the time to have a look at it. Plans are changing and also benefits on plans can change. So we would urge consumers to really open it up and have a look at it, because what consumers may not be aware is, although the plan might renew year on year, the benefits could possibly change and the cover could drop. Once the insurance company writes you and say, look, we're changing the cover from this to this, if you never open your renewal document, you're never going to know. So do open it up, have a look. You don't have to, you know, understand everything. Once you give us the plan name, we'll understand what's going on with it and we'll talk you through, look, you know, XYZ has changed on it. Are you still happy with that? If not, we'll look at other plans.
That's excellent. And, you know, as you can imagine, most people, they start off probably with a work-based policy that their employer has set up a coverage that a group scheme, isn't that what they call them? They might have a group scheme for unemployment, and they're in that, and they've been in that for donkey's years, and somebody in the company looks after it, makes sure the changes are made every year, and they just pay their money every month or every, and the renewal date every year, whatever it is.
Yeah, so with group schemes, they can be a little bit more difficult, but what we would, anybody who's on a group scheme, they need to chat with their HR department, because the HR might say, look, we're going to use one insurance company, but you might be allowed to pick your plan up to a certain amount that they may pay. Alternatively, they may say, look, we're going with one insurance company, but you can pick from five plans. So sometimes there are options. Alternatively, they may just put you onto a default plan, but they may allow you to have the same value of that plan, and maybe you could pay more to get a different plan. So, you know, have a look at the plan that your employer gives you. More often than not, people are just like, yep, that's lovely, that's great, and they'll sign up to it when they obviously take the position, take the job, and they probably don't look into their health insurance until they need it. And obviously that's what a lot of people do. Nobody looks really at their health insurance until they need it, and then they realise, oh, I don't have cover there, or I don't have cover for this, and I need cover for that. And that's kind of when people really kind of give us a call to renew. If something wasn't covered, they actually need this covered. But I would say have a chat with your HR department or your employer, and you may be able to actually switch plans, something that might be a little bit more suitable.
Now, Eimear, if somebody wants to get a hold of the HIA, how do they do that?
So you have two options. We understand that consumers are busy and working. So if you want to send in an email to us, we can reply that way. It's info@hia.ie. As I said earlier, we just need their renewal date, the name of the plan that everybody is on, and if there's any children or young adults, we just need their ages. That's it. That's all the information that we need, and we can respond to you. If you have any other queries, obviously, that are besides the renewals, if any other queries at all in relation to health insurance, they can also be sent in there. Alternatively, if you want to speak to somebody, you can give us a call. Our number is 01406 0080.
And I take it if somebody has an underlying health condition, they should let you know about that as well.
So they don't necessarily have to, and you don't really have to inform your insurance company either. When you take out health insurance for the first time, you are given standard waiting periods. Many consumers have had health insurance for a number of years. They probably serve them. But if they are changing their levels of cover, there can be additional waiting periods, what's known as an upgrade rule. Now, it would only apply if you're taking out any higher level of cover and if you have a pre-existing condition that would relate to it. But we would go over that with consumers over the phone. If there's any query that a waiting period or additional waiting period may apply. What we would always say to consumers is you'll never lose what you currently have. So if you're upgrading anything, you'll always have what you currently hold. They can't take that away. So even if you're considering upgrading and there may be a waiting period, it might be worth doing so, because after the waiting period is finished, you get the cover then. But we will go through that with consumers over the phone or via email, no problem.
Eimear, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I hope everybody has been listening. I will put the HIA website onto the podcast of the interview and put it up, and if anybody wants to contact you, all the information will be on that website.
Great, thank you very much for having me this morning, Michael.
No problem, take care, all the best, bye bye. There we go, that was Eimear Green. consumer advisor at the HIA, and just letting us know about what they do for the consumer who's about to change or renew their policy. It'd be well worth your while getting a hold of the HIA and just asking them, you know, does this suit my needs? Is there a better plan or whatever?